This weekend, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston unveils its latest upgrade, the new $12 million Lindy Family Wing for Contemporary Art. A free community day and 24-hour parties will celebrate 7 new galleries and 240 artworks inside. But the MFA has long been criticized for neglecting the art and the artists of today. With that in mind, WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the new wing during the installation, where she spoke with museum director Malcolm Rogers.
I believe you can't be fully relevant to the life of a contemporary city without having contemporary art.
That's MFA director Malcolm Rogers. He's clearly giddy about transforming this second floor space, which used to be dedicated to rotating exhibitions, into a permanent wing for contemporary art.
People feel they know these galleries well. I think they're going to be astonished when they come in here and find a completely new world.
In front of us, this new world is being delicately unpacked, cleaned, measured, and hung in 7 spacious, boxy galleries.
And that should be a little bit higher anyway because it's a mirror. So.
There are works by renowned contemporary artists, Chuck Close, Cindy Sherman, Kiki Smith, Mark Bradford, Saul LeWitt, also Cambridge artist Wendy Jacob. She's on site installing an interactive piece involving sound and touch.
Well, it feels like the audio is as loud as we want it.
By including Jacob's work in the wing's opening, curators are responding to a familiar criticism that the MFA doesn't pay enough attention to Boston-area artists. It's also an attempt to fix a wrong. Jacob is the 2011 winner of the museum's annual Maud Morgan Award, which was first granted in 1993 to highlight standout women artists in the region. But it hadn't been awarded to anyone before Jacob since 2006. MFA Senior Curator of Contemporary Art Jen Mergel explains.
So to highlight that as part of the opening of the Lindy Family Wing, to make it really central to this whole inauguration. And in terms of Boston artists represented, we have about 10 on view. And, you know, out of 240 works in this wing, it's pretty significant to us that we're able to represent Boston proudly and strongly.
Mergel has been instrumental in making this critical moment happen quickly. The museum hired her in February 2010 to reimagine the MFA's role in presenting contemporary art. She and more than a dozen people will be working right up to the opening this weekend. In contrast, the Art of the Americas wing took 10 years to build, and its completion last November freed up staff and space to repurpose this 80,000 square foot plot of real estate.
We do have some unexpected choices in the contemporary galleries that give somebody a sense that practices we might call contemporary have maybe been going on for centuries.
Ann Mergel says the galleries are not being installed linearly, like an art history book.
Because we have rich collections here at the museum going back millennia, we can actually draw on our collections and juxtapose things in the contemporary galleries in ways most museums can't.
There is some crossover, though, in the collection on display here and some of the holdings at the Institute of Contemporary Art on the waterfront. Does Jill Medvedow, director at the ICA, see the MFA's new addition as competition?
There's no great value to any of us, I think, to trying to see this as an either-or situation. Why do we need both? I feel great about having opened the doors for contemporary art in Boston. I think that credit really belongs with the ICA, but we could use all the help we can get in making this part of people's habit and everyday life. This is a great moment. It's a great renaissance for the arts in Boston. We want more.
Malcolm Rogers at the MFA wants more, too, not just so the MFA can stay relevant in a contemporary city, but also so it can survive in the future.
A museum like this is so dependent on the people in the city who collect giving us art. We aren't rich enough to buy ourselves to greatness in this area. So I hope the wing will encourage collecting of contemporary in town and encourage contemporary collectors to help support the museum, to create the culture of contemporary philanthropy.
Rogers and Mergel both anticipate the inevitable criticisms that will come with the new wing's opening. But for the moment, the curator says she feels pretty zen about it.
Regardless of what skeptics may say, this is a starting point with room to grow and room to grow strong.
The new contemporary wing opens to the public on Sunday, but there are parties all weekend, 24-hour parties, actually, in honor of The Clock, a 24-hour video project recently acquired by the MFA. Malcolm Rogers will be there, and I had to ask if the all-night raves might also represent a bid for the MFA to be more hip.
Hip? I can't comment on that. I'm just a museum director in a suit, you know.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.